Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. It's 5 minutes after the hour on Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. If you go up on your Facebook page, how many times have you seen someone post that they've unfriended someone in great detail because of their views on politics, social issues, religion? It could be sports, something else. What is it? Do you ever wonder, what is it about not letting go when somebody offends you? Let's see if we can get some answers coming up here in the next 15 minutes on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And it really goes hand in hand with living the gospel message, doesn't it? And that's the challenge for you and me every day, to be mindful to live that gospel message. Some quick tips on how you can do that today. That's later in this hour in Morning Air. Plus, Glenn's got a fresh story corner as we start this brand new day in prayer. We invite you to join us for the morning offering. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. 7 after the hour now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. First presidential debate tonight in Cleveland. It's going to be interesting to see if Mr. Biden, Mr. Trump are civil to each other. Take politics out of it. Are you civil to somebody else? I remember my mom would always say, this is going back to the 60s, Glenn, you know, you need to have a civil tongue when I would get out of line. You need to have a civil tongue. And that's something that just seems quaint from 50 years ago, but how can we have that civil discussion today about anything with our family, friends, ways that we disagree with someone else, bringing civility back into really the fabric of how you and I live? Let's get spiritual direction now about that topic from Father Timothy Graff, the director of the Social Concerns Office and the director of the Government Relations Office in the Archdiocese of Newark. Father Graff, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Living a Christian way, something that we all try to do every single day. However, we can easily get derailed by those with whom we disagree. And those discussions can easily escalate into something that's not very pleasant, not very Christian. What are some of the first things that we can do when we see ourselves going down that road?
That's a stupid question. Oh, no, I'm sure it's
okay. There is. You know, on most, you know, on really on secular talk radio, you'd hear that. I mean, that really is the business model. And as a result, and we're laughing about it because some of it's a show on for-profit secular radio, but it's also set the agenda. It's established the new norm for us.
It is, you know, and we're surrounded by it every day, you know, whether in the media, in our conversations. But I think it's what it is an example of, instead of our faith affecting our culture, it's our culture affecting our faith. You know, we're letting the lack of civility that we see, you know, it's easy to blame it all on Washington, but Washington is just a mirror of the country. You know, it's, do I allow my faith to affect the way that I think of others and I speak to others, or do I let my culture, which is so strong, simply impede upon my faith in terms of how I relate to others? So it's really, I think, a question of focus and behavior more than anything else.
And it's black and white. We've forgotten about forgiveness, and I'm using broad brushstrokes here, but we don't give anybody a second chance. You're either with me or you're against me. Say something that doesn't agree with me, you're done. You're the enemy.
Yes, it's very interesting because it's so antithetical to our faith. You know, if the Lord treated us like that, we'd be in deep trouble. You know, it's the ability to say, I can disagree with you. And I can disagree with you on a very important issue that I'm passionate about. However, does that mean that that's the end of the relationship? Does that mean that we cannot talk about other things? You know, and it's almost like I put my own importance I put my own needing to win the argument above my relationship with you, you know, and then I'm willing to lose a friendship. I'm willing to lose relationship because we disagree on something.
It's
instead
funny when
of being able, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's funny when those things happen. You know that person. You know what's in their heart. That's what attracted you to begin with, and that's what established that friendship. Yet there is something from, you name it, that will be the divide between you and that other person, and you totally erase everything, all of the good things, all of the quote-unquote Christian things that you used to choose that person as a friend because of who they are, the human being they are.
Exactly, and sometimes it's that exact passion that they have or that exact conviction that they have which causes us to find the friendship and lose the friendship later on. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on a call yesterday with some colleagues and somehow I got sidetracked onto politics. And there was disagreement, et cetera. I was like, okay, let's leave this behind. Let's get back to where the conversation is going, because it wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't like this person was going to convince the other person about anything, because they both were very strong in their convictions, which was fine. But at the same time, they didn't condemn the other person for what they thought or what they said or what they believed. You know, and that's the ability to disagree in a civil way, but more importantly, to disagree in a Christian way. You know, is my desire to simply state what I believe, state my opinion, which is fine, or is it to conquer the other person? You know, I'm going to so convince you and be so clear that you'll have to agree with me. And if you don't agree with me, obviously, either you're not listening to me or you're wrong or whatever. But then that becomes the basis for causing a break in the relationship, rather than saying, you've come to that conclusion, I've come to another conclusion, and we agree to disagree. And we go on with the relationship, we go on with the friendship the way it is. Because is the more important thing the relationship that we have, or is the more important thing that it convinces you to come over to my way of thinking? You know, it's a matter of...
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I love that point, though, that we, you know, have such value on the relationship. Not that we can't disagree, but that a disagreement won't kill that. But in our kind of conflict culture, where conflict is lifted up as entertainment almost automatically on TV talk shows and some radio stuff as well, we're almost trained to hate the other guy if they disagree. Is it all that, or are we just afraid that somebody might convince us and we might not win that argument, and we just can't have that? Huh?
Well, one thing that I recognize for myself, when people are stupid enough not to agree with me, I don't know why anyone ever disagrees with me, but I can be in a conversation and there's a difference of opinion or whatever, and am I listening to the person and what they're saying and why they say it, or am I thinking of the wonderful retort that I'm going to have that proves them wrong? You know, am I really having the conversation with them, or am I really having the conversation with myself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, one of the things I know when I teach is, you know, I teach a course on migration or economics or whatever. And so I'm saying, this is what the church teaches, but this is why she teaches it. You know, and so often the challenge for the students is to get beyond the church is against birth control, but I say you need to know why the church is against it,
right?
You know, so it's allowing for that deeper meaning. And even if I disagree with someone, you know, I have very deeply held opinions which I think are based on my faith, and I can be talking with someone else who has a very opposite opinion also based on their faith. I may disagree with them completely on it, yet I want to respect them and respect their opinion simply because they're trying to put their faith in action in a moral question.
How do we take this into the confessional, Father Graf? Is this the sin of pride?
I always love the Irish saying, you know, my pride dies, will die approximately half an hour after I do. You know, it can be pride. You know, it can be, you know, I just need to prove myself right, you know, at any price. Sometimes it's out of insecurity. Mm-hmm. You know, I find my identity in the acceptance of others, and sometimes that's in convincing them to my way of thinking. It shows a basic goodness within me or a certain intelligence within me. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it can be pride. You know, sometimes it can be, you know, I cannot learn from another person.
Right.
I cannot learn from their opinions. And even if I disagree with them, I can still learn from their opinions.
How is it we've forgotten to turn the other cheek?
Because I think our culture is so me-centered.
Yeah.
You know, I need to prove that I'm right and my opinion is valuable and I don't need to listen to anyone else. It's all about me. It's all about my being, you know, the most important one here, and I'll convince you of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was preaching on Sunday. I remembered an old story of friends of mine who were trying to teach their 3-year-old to be polite, you know, and supposed to say, you know, please and thank you and all those. And one night at dinner, the girl said, I want more juice. And the mother said, what's the magic word? And the child got a quizzical look on her face and then smiled because she remembered. She goes, I want more juice now. That wasn't quite the magic word they were looking for. And I would like to say that the child grew out of that, but she never did.
Right. A lot of us don't grow out of that. Yeah, that's true. That's true. How to find that civility and to turn that other cheek. Spiritual direction this morning from Father Tim Graf, the director of the Social Concerns Office and the director of government relations in the Archdiocese of Newark. Father, thanks. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Hand in hand with that is letting go and letting God. How do you do that? Got the answers to that for you as we continue in 60 seconds on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.